On this episode of the Packing Up Pod, we discussed that one game that happened last week against the Lions that we already forgot what really happened. So we're just going to kind of move on to the Vegas Raiders. If you haven't already, hit subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter at the Packers Pod.
Adjustments, but look at this throw. What a throw. What a catch by Romeo Doubs.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome back to the Pack It Up Packers podcast. This is Ryan, joined as always by Josh and Dan. Hello, gents.
Hey.
How's it going?
You said Vegas. I would have said Oakland, for sure.
Ooh. Nothing survives in Oakland anymore. It's a dead zone.
This guy's got baseball on his mind. Ready for the Brewers?
Speaking of dead zone, boys, Thursday night, I think we
really
all
forget what happened. I just think we can't comprehend what happened.
Yeah, we came in thinking this was going to be a fun Thursday night game. We have a chance at Lambeau. We're getting some players back, including our great running back Aaron Jones. We immediately get the ball, can't go anywhere, kick a field goal, and that precedes an absolutely devastating first half.
From an interception.
Absolutely devastating first half if you take away a Rudy Ford interception. Final score, 34-20. Take it away where you want to start with.
Was it 27-3? I mean, that's really the final score. At 27-3, the game was over. 34-20 kind of put some makeup on a pig right there. Makes it look a little better than what it actually was. Like, do you see many 34-20 scores where it felt worse?
Well, yeah, totally. We made ourselves look a lot better at the end of the game, right, than the beginning. But the whole first half, like, yet again, the whole first half, what are we doing?
It felt like the Lions had our playbook. Yeah. It felt like they was waiting for the press conference after the game. I was waiting for one of the Lions players to just be like, oh, there was a cue. There was a tell. There was a lineman that was giving something away. We know their signals. And maybe they do, and it's going to happen a second time this year when we see them again, and they just didn't tell us just yet that that tell is out there. But, man, it just felt like they knew everything that was coming. It was humbling. It was embarrassing. It was the low of what we're saying this roller coaster of a season is going to be. It was the low side of one of those dips.
Yeah, and that's why I'm sort of like, just throw this game away. We're going to have a few of these this year. You know, this isn't the last one where we're going to be like scratching our heads like, well, we looked good last week, but what happened this week? You know, they're young. They're going to make mistakes. I mean, I don't know which one of you sent the picture in our group message, but you sent a picture of all the defensive people that were on the field lining up against the Lions, and
yeah,
it didn't look good, you know, who we're lining up against. So even the product we're putting on the field all the time is not, you know, our top dogs. So throw it away. It was a rough game. Offensive line, that was probably the worst game that we've had yet, you know. Easily the most explosive defensive line I think we've gone against. Hutchinson, man, I am not looking forward to having to block him all moving forward. That man is a beast and a half.
I've got some good news from Josh. You will not have to block him. It will be professional athletes.
But neither will David Bakhtiari.
Hey, whoa. Let's pull that Band-Aid off. Bakhtiari seemingly done for the year. Another two like surgeries to clean it out. It seems like everything's getting pushed for 2024, and the goal now is, can we restructure his contract to divvy out that payment so we're not getting hammered by his richest man contract? But this O-line, we got away with it last week against New Orleans where we held together enough. It was not good. And I do not need to see Royce Newman ever again.
Yeah.
I do not need to see. It just was bad.
Where's Josh Nyman? Why is he in the doghouse?
I don't know. Yeah, I was asking that same thing out loud to myself because I was watching it crying in the living room on Thursday night. I don't understand why he was such trade bait. He's this all-purpose guy. He's perfect for this O-line, and yet we have people playing ahead of him that I do not understand.
Yeah, maybe he wouldn't do better, but he played so well last year when called upon that for to not see him when the Packers are ranked 29th in the league in yards per carry. Third to last. But you know who's last? The Raiders. Total yards. The Raiders, 261 on only like five less carries. So with Bakhtiari done, that line needs a little shuffling around. But 27 rushing yards. And I know you went down quick-ish. You know, quick-ish. I mean, there was a point where up 3-0. 27 yards is one run to start the game for the Miami Dolphins right now, right? Like, for an entire game to only have 27 rushing yards, there's problems. And, oof. I'm going to put it on the line because we don't have to talk about A.J. Dillon today. I'm going to put it on the line. That needs to be fixed. And getting Watson and Jones back, but they were on a snap count, right? So we didn't know that going in. They definitely didn't look like themselves. Supposedly they're going to be themselves come Monday night.
At this point, keep them out. Wait until after the bye. I'm over this.
This kind of was a bye, though. This is like a 10 or 11 day rest.
Yeah, the pitch count that they got going on, I hate it. That you have no time to get into the game. All right, you have 8 plays. All right, hopefully the 8 plays work for you. I mean,
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you hate it, as a fantasy football fan, you hate it. But no, I could see how you sit for 45 real minutes and then you're asked to run full speed and beat an NFL defender.
And then to that point, we know very, very early that the Detroit front is going to feast. Like, they just looked motivated and we did not look ready. I question, again, play calling of, are we putting players in the best position possible? Tell me, I would like you guys to tell me, when in the NFL history, outside of the 1940s, has the option been an option? But yet we still throw at least 2 of those in per game. And guess what? They get blown up every time because we're not getting support from a blocking tight end that we no longer have from this offensive line. So it's like, Aaron Jones, welcome to the football game. You are going to get a pitch out with 3 lines around you when you're 5 yards deep. I just question, you have his ability to be mobile. Get him outside of the backfield. Throw him a nice little out route to get his hands on the ball. I just question why we make things so much more difficult for ourselves on defense and offense by just putting players and our entire units in just the worst position possible.
That's a great point. And it's not the play itself. It's execution. It's so predictable. The play's coming. Everyone has guarded the triple option, double option since high school. We know how to. First guy gets a quarterback, second guy gets a running back. It's that easy. And you saw it again. But you're right. They're lining them up via the plays. Awful. Just let them create open space instead of trying to get cute with these plays, especially early on in the game. That option run play was called earlier in the game. What's the point behind it? There was no motivation going on our offensive drive then. There was no point in calling it. Great point out. I didn't really notice it in the game until you just said something about it, but that's a great point out. I'm right on board with you.
Well, we don't have Lamar Jackson, so that's kind of the problem with running the option in the NFL. If you don't have a track athlete at quarterback, then Jordan Love needs to attack the line of scrimmage, not run sideways. Otherwise, you're pitching it to Aaron Jones at the sidelines, and Jordan Love is pitching it to avoid getting tackled. And you need to do that at the hash mark, not at the sideline, because they're just going to run right past you and get Aaron Jones in. So that brings up, to Ryan's point, just run that as a screen pass. Can our line not execute a screen pass? Okay, that's a problem within itself, but can you get trips out to the left or right and then swing Aaron Jones behind him and let your wide receivers and tight ends block for you? You need to figure out the short passing game, and that is our problem right now. We are dead last in the NFL in completion percentage, 52%, somewhere in 50% range. Not good for a third-year quarterback. I don't care how much football you've played. dead last in completion percentage, but fourth in yards per catch. Not everything needs to be 12 yards downfield. And just visualize that stat. When Jordan Love drops back and throws right now, everything is past the first down marker.
Everything.
Correct.
Everything.
Give me some more short passing options, and maybe those options are being defended well. I haven't analyzed the film to that degree, but you got to scheme some short stuff open. Jaden Reed should be open. Aaron Jones back healthy, make it happen. You got to, you know, get Musgrave and Kraft running shorter routes so you can open up those deeper ones. A 52% completion percentage is not going to cut it.
I noticed in the Lions game, they were trying the shorter routes, but Love doesn't get to him quick enough. He's hesitant in hitting them when they do have those shorter routes, out routes. What are they called? Drift routes. I don't know what's
Blair.
Blair. But he's a little late getting it to him. So then that entices the defense over, and it only turns into a 1 yard gain instead of probably something that should have been 4 to 5 to 6. Right. So I think timing is an issue of our shorter passing game, but good call out. That is something that has to pick up, especially if our running game is continuing to suck like it does. Like, we have to have some type of short game.
I feel like we got a lot of bad things discussed about. We've got our bads covered. Do we still want to do some goods? Were there goods to talk about? Or should I, let me do this first. This was the one last bad thing, other than Bakhtiari being done and Rashawn Gary being totally shut out. This was the lineup. The Lions are from the 3 yard line. So you got named guys, right? You got Jared Goff, you got Jahmyr Gibbs, you got Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got Taylor Decker out there. We line up Keyshawn Nixon, Justin Hollins, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, 94 is Carl Brooks, Isaiah McDuffie, Darnell Savage, Rudy Ford, and Kingsley and Ibarre. You ain't stopping shit.
What was it? A spread out nickel?
Got to keep a shell on the defense. Got to keep a shell on the defense. They got problems. I'm most mad at the coaching staff. The way it looked like they had our playbook, these first half blowouts are becoming a thing. It's predictable. It's soft. It's not going to work. And this stupid rotation of guys when you need to win games, no. You can't have that lineup in on the goal line in a division game.
Division game. Yes, I was just about to say it. In a division game, you go all out. This is the only team that we have to beat in our division. This is it. The other ones should be handed to us, right? So.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead, Ryan.
I will say a good thing about the defense. Quay Walker is a man on a GD mission this year, and I love it. And it exactly just makes me dream when Campbell's back. I am so happy with those two. And then McDuffie tries so hard, respect, but Quay Walker is proving why he is a first round talent. Wyatt, not so much early season, yes. But we may have hit on one in Quay Walker.
Yeah, that was exactly the transition I was going to hit to, like, hey, a couple positives from the game. 19 tackles, 10 of them solo. The guy was flying all over. He catches a lot of flack, so let's give him some credit. And oftentimes when it feels like energy is lacking, Quay Walker's flying around. Rashawn Gary's flying around. Quay Walker's flying around. Kenny Clark's flying around. Well, there's some other guys being like, what is going on out there? Like, this is a home game. Seven brings the juice all game long.
For that field goal penalty, but yeah, overall.
Again, coaching. If he doesn't know he can't jump for more than 1 yard away from the line of scrimmage, coaching. Josh, what's your good thing? I got two left, so take one of them, and I got the last one.
Oh, man, I honestly didn't write down any good things. I only had bad things from the game. I like, if I had to bring something off the top of my head, I like the resilience still. I mean, that game was over. I would have given up if I was a player, and they still made it a game. They almost came back. So that's good to see when you have young talent on a team, because if they start giving up, it's hard to bring them back for an NFL season. So good to see.
Yeah, same. Essentially reps for our young guys, right? We knew this season was going to be a roller coaster. It's just weird as a fan watching a team not expecting playoff caliber football, not expecting hopes of a Super Bowl. We have been spoiled. So to see this Like, whoa, this is what other teams have to deal with, like, much more frequently than we have as 35-year-olds that grew up with 4-12 at quarterback. So reps for the young guys was great. Dobbs, 9 catches. Jaden Reed getting mixed in a little more. You know, you've got all the makings of this team becoming something in 24 or 25. There's my good thing. And every loss we have, might have to be my good thing. Because that's all I could take out of it.
But especially when everybody's hurt. Ah.
It was a humbling, humbling defeat. So what do we think with 11 days rest, if my math is correct? 10 days rest? Depending on how you count the days. Flying out to Vegas and facing the Las Vegas Raiders, led by nobody knows. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo or AOC? Nobody knows. What do you guys think? Intense feelings. Okay, interesting. Wow.
Yeah. I'm honestly bummed I'm not in Vegas for this game. I had this circled as soon as the game schedule came out, but you know, it just happened to be the most expensive ticket in the entire season of the NFL. Why the Raiders versus the Packers? Who knows? I mean, I knew Devontae Adams was a good Packer, but not a longtime Packer. So, interesting to see.
Drinking and gambling. Wisconsin shows up.
Wisconsin does show up. That's true.
It's a cheap flight from Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, but overall, this Raiders team, we should be able to hang. You know, we're going to dive into each side of the ball here, but I'm not scared of them. I'm not. I think we can hang with them as long as we play good football. That's it.
I don't even want to dive into each side of the ball. Is there that much to talk about with the Raiders?
No, I don't think the Raiders are very good.
They're a boring
especially
team.
Yeah, especially when you consider Devontae is hurt to some extent. Jacoby Myers is having an absolute season and got off to an amazing start before a concussion, and he's gotten back, but he hasn't quite been there. This is a one-man team. It's Josh Jacobs. If you stop Josh Jacobs, that's half your problem. There's some pieces on their defense that are pretty solid, but is not a great team.
They got Max Crosby.
You don't like Max? You don't think Max Crosby? Yeah, we'll come in the backfield a few times. Yeah.
Max Crosby, look. Else in that defense is a no-namer. No one can. Anyone
Gary
listening?
Gary Tillery. He did yoga classes at Notre Dame. Everybody knows that.
Their one win is against the Broncos. They've lost 3 straight since then. I think they're a bad team, but they're good enough to keep games close, like every NFL team. Especially if Adams isn't 100% and they go back to O'Connell, who not horrible for just kind of coming off the bench and doing what he needed to do last week. But it's not a second chance.
I mean, I don't even understand how he got another NFL coaching job to take the Raiders from where they were when he started with them, which was actually a decent team, to where they are now, which is an embarrassment of the NFL. I don't understand how you keep your job. I mean, how?
There's no more like nepotistic network of hiring than the coaching tree in football. He's from the Patriots. That's how he got the job. Yeah, I wrote down 2 names. Devontae Adams, hopefully negated by Jair coming back. Going to be very fun to watch, but hopefully not like a back-breaking kind of matchup as a Packer fan. Which brings me to Max Crosby. That's a back-breaking kind of matchup as a Packer fan. Jenkins is back practicing. Bakhtiari is on the IR. Tom's battling. We're putting Rashid Walker out there against him. Oh, I don't like. Maybe Nyman goes out to tackle?
I don't think so. I wouldn't mind it.
You got to get Newman off the field, though, too. I don't know. We've bragged about the depth of the O-line. It just looks a lot different if Tom is at 80%, Bakhtiari's done, and Jenkins is battling injury as well. So Crosby can create some problems. Tillery's like a 6'6 D tackle. He was with the Chargers for a long time. He's fine. Isaac Rochelle has always made some plays. Again, came from the Chargers. Tyree Wilson's a rookie DN there that's very athletic. They could cause us problems. They hadn't really had a running game, but got Josh Jacobs back, so maybe they'll create that. I don't know who's throwing the football for him, right? Like, is it Aiden O'Connell? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? If we make one of them look good, I'm going to...
Wow. Watch Jimmy G runs all over us again.
You just got to win this one.
Passes.
If they don't,
good short passes.
What's the state of affairs of a Packer fan if they don't win this one?
It'll be bummed central for sure.
I wouldn't use it. I'd use a more aggressive word than that. I've seen how we look having a bad quarter and social media going a little burn everything alive.
Oh, our fans are off the freaking cliff at 2-2. Like, geez, chill.
I also know that the 49ers core is a little bit different than this Raiders core. I do believe Garoppolo has a winning record against us. It is not. It's a.
I mean, anyone who is upset with the season, you can't be. We are right where we thought we would be. The best case scenario was 3-1. And that's with a healthy squad, which we haven't had other than week one.
Good so point. For
the fact that we are 2-2 in the NFL.
Kind of predicted 500.
Yeah, like we are right on course, people. Okay.
I think the problem becomes, look at this chunk of games. Raiders, one win. Broncos, one win. Vikings, one win. They're not good. They're not playing well. That if you want to be a team that shows growth, we're now talking about weeks 5 and 6 and 7. We've gone through our bye and everything like that. If you don't see them moving in a positive direction, I do think there's worries of we've found out the Bears are just not good. We've seen them collapse now. We've seen that. So then it's like, probably should have won in Atlanta, probably should have lost to New Orleans, and then we got smoked by the Lions. If you don't, by week 5, 6, or 7, start seeing the changes you need of, oh, hey, this player is now getting more involved. Oh, I like how we're scheming this. We've said it multiple times. LaFleur's halftime adjustments are up there. But the game focus coming in is absolutely piss poor. I think they're at like minus 36 for the year in the first half. It's not good. And so if you can't have a winning record facing the next three games of one win team opponents, I think there's ways to worry of, yeah, we're young, but that should only make the jumps in progression that much bigger. And I'm not feeling totally confident that will happen.
Much less winning record, I expect 3-0 in the next 3 weeks. Any loss here, the fan base has a lot of questions.
Oh, well.
Raiders, yes. Broncos, and Vikings in 2023?
Raiders and Broncos, yes. But the Vikings is a...
Nope.
At home?
At home, yes, but we just lost to the Lions at home. It's a, you know, it's a Bears game. You never know what's going to happen.
Nope.
Vision, right? Nope. But yeah, Raiders, Broncos, I'm on board. If we don't win those two... We're sorry.
Then we start having the conversation. Here's what the fan base says. We start having the conversations of, is it worth it to make the playoffs to get some experience, or would you rather have a high draft pick? Get ready for 3 months of that conversation.
I'm talking coaching if we lose these next 2 weeks. I'm talking coaching.
That's yeah. It. I mean, we already are.
Yeah. And especially even if you look further, Pittsburgh ain't playing well. Giants, Panthers. Oh. Golly, we have
a winnable game.
This is a 10-win schedule. If we just do what we freaking need to do,
it's don't a hand them our playbook on Saturday evening.
Holy moly! All right, let's do a wow. We went way everywhere. It is a Monday night game in Vegas. Let me check to see exactly where we are for point total in the game. Vegas is saying minus 3 for the Packers.
Ooh, I had I'll get us started. I had Packer fans are going to make the trip. I had it listed. It's the most expensive ticket in the NFL this weekend, but that's just because it's Vegas and we all wish we were there. I think we put enough together against a team that's kind of like us. I think we have a better coach. So let's say it's field goal heavy, 23-20. And yes, I kind of questioned, do we have a better coach? We better have a better coach. Yeah. I've got us a lot of field goals, 23-20, which is the Carlson brother matchup. Oh, Monday Night Football would love like 18 field goals from these brothers. Let's set NFL records on field goals tonight.
Also, shout out to Anders, 50-yarder again. The dude is crushing it.
Yep, yep. Bisacci is going to try to have a say in this game from the team that wouldn't make him head coach. I think, honestly, coming back, theoretically in full health this time, Christian Watson against this secondary, I'm looking for him to make a kind of play that we're like, okay, he's healthy. So that's going to be my MVP pick, just with a deep shot. I think you got like an aging Marcus Peters. I'm going to get caught on this again. He's probably not even aging that much.
He's 30.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But their whole defense is beyond the D-line that I'm afraid of. A lot of the guys on defense are like, who are you? Marcus Peters is 30. Take the ish off. Well, well done, Joshua. I got 23-20 pack.
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm confident in this game. I shouldn't be. But I think our team will have a bounce back. And I think it's a perfect bounce back team to be faced against. Packers 31, Raiders 20. MVP, I have Love. I want to see him make no mistakes. I want there to be very few incompletions. I want a true rebound game like any Hall of Fame veteran quarterback would have, right? Yeah, I think it's going to be an impressive game by the Packers and hopefully put all of our worries about coaching and play calling at ease.
31 feels like a lot of points. Did you just call him a Hall of Fame veteran quarterback?
I might have slipped that in there, yeah.
We're going to end this on a strong note. I think we lose. Monday night, I think this is Josh Jacobs. I feel like it's their quarterbacks throwing these little routes where we're just looking around being like, I guess they're fine taking 7 yards at a time and we have no way of stopping it. So look for a big game from Myers. Look for a big game from Jacobs. Look for their defense to just capitalize on dumb mistakes by our offense. I think it's going to be 27-20. We're going to be coming back being like the exact same feeling as the Falcons game. Should have had it, but got down early again and just couldn't find a way back. I just don't like Vegas vibes on a Monday. Nobody does. So if we had to have an MVP, did you say, what was your MVP, Dan?
Christian Watson.
Oh, dang. I need a bounce back game from Rasul Douglas. I think he needs to get himself an INT. So that will be it. But yeah.
They're not going to run on us, Ryan. Didn't you read? Joe Barry has rewatched all the games and analyzed what the Lions did to us, and it wasn't anything in particular. Is that not coach speak for? I don't know.
And we didn't even see anything of Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's. They're not even using their weapons that they have currently, the Lions, and they're still
do that to us.
Not.
They just beat us up.
So
they beat the poop out of us.
So that'll do it for this episode. Yeah, not happy times, but we'll see if that changes. Until then, thanks, everybody.
2-2. Go Pack, go.